On Tuesday morning, an unusually long housing committee hearing ended at 4:30 a.m. the following day. I spoke with one of the people testifying, Luke Melanakos Harrison, from the Connecticut Tenants Union, to find out more.
It started at 10:30 and ended around 4:30 a.m., so a 16-hour public hearing at which well over 281 people signed up to testify. And the big kind of headliner bill that was under discussion yesterday is an act concerning evictions for cause, otherwise known as the Just Cause Eviction Bill.
The Just Cause Eviction Bill is a proposal to extend the current Just Cause laws in Connecticut to all state residents. The law in its current form forbids landlords from evicting tenants who are seniors or living with a disability without a legal reason. The proposed expansion of the bill would extend that protection to all renters in the state. Currently, landlords can evict or not renew a lease for a majority of renters without any reason at all after the initial lease expires. Melanakos Harrison says that this puts renters at an unfair disadvantage.
So with Just Cause, the tenant could actually engage in a genuine negotiation about, okay, if you're going to raise the rent, then are you going to fix these things in the unit? Are you going to make these improvements to the property? Am I going to get something out of that rent increase rather than simply more and more of the person's paycheck being taken up by rent?
The Housing Committee heard from hundreds of renters in the state, and over the course of the hearing, a few common themes emerged.
One was anxiety about what happens when a property changes hands and a new owner comes in. The trend right now is, you know, big money buying up properties and not renewing leases and evicting existing tenants. And then another major theme was tenants fearing retaliation for trying to get things fixed in their unit, trying to negotiate their rent, fearing that the outcome of that was going to be a non-renewal.
That fear is justified when you consider that if a tenant argues against a rent increase or has an organization advocate on their behalf, a landlord has the option of just ignoring the complaint and not renewing the tenant's lease, leaving them looking for a new home. This hearing was the first of many steps that the Connecticut Tenants Union is hoping will end with a more equitable arrangement for Connecticut renters.
So the next step is for the Housing Committee to vote on this legislation. I think we'll be okay there. They voted it out of committee last year. But what comes next is making sure we have enough votes in the House of Representatives for the bill to actually be called to the floor for a vote this time.
If you're a renter who wants to find out more about the Connecticut Tenants Union, go to cttenantsunion.org. For the Voice of Connecticut, WICC, I'm John Kamal.